E2. Number 9A.
We have now to ask, what is the common denominator running through the first horizontal of the word as the creative sense? And just weigh if the findings the class got on the West Coast can be substantiated by what those four boxes horizontally actually say. And I think it's quite a good term. Let's reason it out. So we go to the word as the word, and we have seen that the word as the word states that you can't get anywhere unless you first build up in your consciousness the very fact that everything starts with mind and that it is of the nature of spirit and unchangeable. That is the creative basis, so to say. It's a basis from which, it's the cornerstone from which you start. And so you build up first that cornerstone in your consciousness. When we go to Christ as the Word, there we would have to find why is there a creative sense in it, in the Christ. And here you have it very nicely as manifestation, that you say, what is the creative sense of the Christ? The creative sense of the Christ is that he says, I'm going to manifest myself. See? By bringing out a creative action, manifestation, there is nothing will come out and be created unless there is a manifesting process going on. When we come to Christianity as the Word, we could say substantiate that hypothesis that it is the creative sense very nicely, because you remember what we said, what this box means, that it establishes within our consciousness first the fact what is God's ideas, or what are God's ideas. How can I construct, so to say, the true meaning of ideas by those creative synonymous terms that say principle says I am the principle of all ideas? Can you hear how you build up of all ideas? Soul says, and these ideas have the identical qualities as principle, and by principle through spirit each idea reflects every other idea, and so you have the pure reflection of the idea. Reflection. That reflection has been created, so to say, has been brought out. Actually, under the term creation, we must not think of creating something. It's a creative act, and a creative act is actually not going to create something which has not been there. It's an act that takes what is there and puts it in such a way as to form something new. If we go to science as the word, we will find that there soul and life are also indicating creation or a creative act, because they say, I give you the identities of being, the numerals of infinity with which you can build. These are your building stones. The ideas, the numerals of infinity, the ideas of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love are your building stones, and gives therefore a sense of the creative nature that lies inherent in the ideas. It's a completely different sense than in the word as the word. All right. Then we come to the second horizontal, to the Christ, and ask ourselves now, what could be the common denominator of the Christ horizontally? Do we feel out from our findings? The findings are given. Mr. Dolly has given them. And if we ponder them, if we ponder those four boxes, do we hear somewhere a spiritual tone in it that goes right horizontally through them? And little by little we were feeling that they all had to do with some kind of Christ selfhood. We had quite some difficulty in finding the right term. It meant that in each of those boxes, really, there is always, the reproduction of being itself. It's very difficult to say, but when we go through it, you get it much clearer, that they show that being always reproduces itself in its own selfhood, that being brings out through the creative act, see the word, through the creative act brings out always its own selfhood, never anything else but its own selfhood. And so we called it tentatively the Christ selfhood. And let me just go through those horizontal boxes. What did we have in the Word as the Christ? There we had it right away, identity. Meaning what? That in that Christ order, in that Word order, the Christ said, I bring forth my own identical nature in infinite individualities. See, it is actually saying that the moment we identify the Word order, the order of Word as Word, with the divine principle, that principle brings forth its own selfhood, life, in infinite individuality, but it's reproducing itself. Actually, you have that in the days of creation also at that point, as we'll see later on, that it is that reproducing of the self. When we come to the Christ as the Christ, where Mr. Dawley had translation, here it is very simple, again, that it is actually bringing forth its own selfhood in a different way. That's the meaning of translation, that it translates the principle into the form of ideas, into infinite ideas, but always maintaining its own selfhood. Though there is a translation going on, that which comes out as being translated has always the same selfhood as the original. Or else it wouldn't be a translation, it would be a mistranslation if it wouldn't be the same. Yes? When we come to Christianity as the Christ, which Mr. Dawley called reality, there again you have a sense what is happening. What is happening is that God's own nature is constantly reproduced as its own reality, so that God's nature is being shown forth in the universe and man as that which is the only real. Nothing unreal enters in. It maintains the selfhood, it maintains the identity, so that what we see in the universe of ideas is actually nothing else but the quality that we also find in the divine Godhead. And then, you see, you come to science as the Christ, spirit and truth, giving the calculus. Oh, yes. Can you see that is just showing the infinite restructuring of the true selfhood? That if we know, actually that's I take that for granted, that these orders are so natural to you, that you know what is meant by spirit and truth as the calculus, meaning that the calculus takes those facts of being, actually, that it takes the numerals of being, which are established, which do not change, and takes them and restructures them, that's spirit that does it, you see, infinitely reflecting on itself and bringing out through every reflection a new form, That's restructuring, and restructuring means that you take your elements or your building stones and you don't lose one, you don't add one, but by restructuring you get always the same, another thing of the same fundamental nature. It's again a selfhood, so that if we restructure anything, even a matrix, it is always bringing forth its own selfhood in a different way. It never loses anything, and we never add anything. It's still the same. Just think of a few hundred little stones which you use for making mosaic. Those few hundred stones are always the same stones, no matter in which way you put them together and make once a picture of a figure and once a picture of a tree and once a picture, a geometrical picture. You always use the same. You don't add, you don't take away, and yet always there is something new. So the selfhood is intact, is maintained. So it shows that the Christ is really that moving factor in being that always brings out something new, and yet it is the same. All right. Don't look at me as if you wouldn't understand it. You understand it. I know it. So we would have first the creative basis, the creative starting point, from where something begins to happen. We have to have a starting point from when something is going to happen. That's the word. Then something happens and it says, that's the Christ. But the Christ never brings forth anything else but its own nature, God's own nature. A kind of self, Christ selfhood. Then we went to Christianity horizontally, and we were a bit laboring under that and trying to find a term that would show us the outcome. Christianity is always the outcome of the Christ idea, always. No matter where it is, in which matrix it is, that's the general term for Christianity, that it is the outcome of the Christ idea. And what we began to see that when we were asking, now what is the general tone running through horizontally through that, we begin to feel that it has a lot to do with pure demonstration. Divine demonstration or pure demonstration, so that we mean by demonstration not a demonstration over a negative problem. It is here, the whole matrix here is right from the absolute standpoint of the synonymous terms. Naturally, the synonymous terms do not have to demonstrate over something because they don't know anything opposite to it. But they bring out themselves in infinite individual manifestations or demonstrations. And so let's take as a tentative finding that it shows pure demonstration. And let's just feel how it rings. How the melody goes right through parallel. The word in Christianity really shows us the demonstration, because we defined it as John Dolly defined it as the line showing that through the Christ the outcome is that everything in being is lined up to truth. That everything is brought in line to the truth of being. And by saying everything, you really mean the outcome, the demonstration of that Christ idea, which shows that if we have in consciousness first the creative word as the basis, and see that that creative basis has within itself the seed within itself that only can reproduce its own selfhood, And then you say, now, what is the outcome of it? And you say that everything, therefore, in the whole universe is lined up to the truth of being. That's the demonstration, the positive demonstration. When we go to the next column, Christ as Christianity, there you see it very beautifully, that it is the outcome, the demonstration, because by definition, John Dolly called it the plane, that it reaches every plane of thought. Every plane of thought. You have a sense, really, of infinite individual demonstration, where it reaches, through love, right down to mind, every point. Every idea, every experience is touched by those seven synonymous terms. Every situation is demonstrated purely, in a pure sense, from God. Not by man, from God. The whole thing is always going out from the statement of what God is. And in the next column, Christianity as Christianity, there you have it beautifully, the demonstration, because there you have the whole spatial sense where you see the whole infinite space is filled with God's idea. That's the biggest pure demonstration, where nothing in the whole realm of being is not showing forth itself as the pure reflection of God. That's the big spatial sense of it. And when we come to science as Christianity, there again, we have a sense of mind and love as something that happens in the fourth dimension of spirit. That's Mrs. Eddy's terminology. And where we said, what did it mean? What did it mean? Mind and love. We said mind and love here has a very specific place value, namely that every idea, mind, has its proper place in the plan of God. See, before, in Christianity as Christianity, we just had the whole realm, just including all ideas. But it hasn't said anything if every idea within that whole realm is fulfilling that specific place in order to be right within the whole, not just right as an idea. It's the newest sense, really, of structuralism and showing that it is not enough to know what is an idea, like we had it in Christianity, but to know what is the office, the mission, the place of an idea within the whole. And only then, really, an idea plays a real part. It's just as if you would take a body and say, and put on the table an eye and say, here is an eye and an ear. And it's a perfect eye. You have taken it from a body and it's a perfect eye. It has everything that it needs to be an eye. What would that eye, or that ear, or that heart be by itself? Nothing. Only when it is put back into the whole structure of the body, then it functions as an eye. Yes? That's this point here of mind and love, you see. That we must see, it's no use to demonstrate and see what is the beauty of an idea per se. This is only Christianity. You have to go further to science and say, now, what does that idea do in the universe, in the whole plane? Only when we see that, you see, it demonstrates itself, really. Therefore, an individual experience through which we go by itself doesn't mean very much. We have to ask, what does that experience mean within the framework of my whole life? And then usually it has another importance than when you just see it in the narrow limits of just today. That's what science does. That's what structure does. So here in mind and love, you actually have the highest sense of pure demonstration, where we see that each idea of mind is not just an idea of mind, it's an idea that has its right place within the plan and design of love. And there are functions, not just as idea, but functions as an idea of the plan. And so it's much bigger. Yeah. And then we come to the last horizontal, to science, and we were weighing that for a while. And we felt that considering those four boxes on the horizontal, that somehow it brings out the sense of beingness, of wholeness. It was not quite easy to define it, but just felt, well, every time really at the end of that whole vertical, one would find, so to say, the climax of it, bringing out really that these facts are the facts of being. We just try to first to call it God being with a small b, God being, perhaps also a sense of divine wholeness. And why? Well, here we have actually all the omnis in those boxes, the omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction, giving a sense of the omni-sense, the being sense, the wholeness sense. And what kind of wholeness do we get in the word as science? We get there the sense of the wholeness of the Godhead, to be Father, Son, and Mother, the Trinity of the Godhead, being expressed as beingness. In the Christ, which is there to translate the principle to the point of understanding the idea, we had a sense of the wholeness of understanding, omniscience, that our understanding is whole, is at the state of completion. And in Christianity as science, omnipresence, again, life, truth, and love, but as we have seen yesterday, it is a different life, truth, and love than in the word as science, that it is life, truth, and love as being present at every point of experience. It is the omnipresence of life, truth, and love as idea, and not as the Godhead, so that each idea is actually at every point of experience bringing out the beingness, so to say, of life, truth, and love. That every idea is life and is true truth and is complete love. Whereas in science, as the science, omniaction, just principle, is indicating that all there is ever going on, all that there ever is actually only principle operating as principle's idea. That this is, so to say, the final revelation we have, that actually if we see the high spot, so to say, of the matrix, that we can see all what the matrix was trying to convey to us is really that fundamentally nothing is going on but the divine principle operating as the idea of principle. If we just knew that and could see what that implies, it really would gather together the whole matrix into one and bring it right back, actually in the chart, right to the top of science itself.